I want to take it back to one day during this drama. Yeah. I remember the New York Times wrote a story about how local officials there were not going to repeat the mistakes of Dallas. And on that very day, the governors in New Jersey and New York issued these pretty harsh quarantine rules that eventually were eased. How did you react to that?
So I think this was a novel event for not only Texas, but the United States. A lot of folks had planned, but reality is a lot of times different than what you see on the ground during an event. And there were stumbles at the beginning, you know, the late diagnosis of the individual and having two nurses unfortunately become infected. However, I think the nurses were using the best recommendations out at that time, and they were doing all they were told to do to protect themselves. And so I wouldn't fault them, and I wouldn't fault Texas, because they were using national guidelines on how to do infection control for this type of event.
Right.
I've been in the middle of Hurricane Ike and Dolly and H1N1, et cetera. And in every one of those events, I have learned, you know, retrospectively what we could have done better. But that's different 2020 hindsight than when you're in the middle of an event and you're having to make calls real time and you don't have perfect science and you don't have the perfect recommendations at that time. When I talk to my counterparts, what I hear from them was, thank goodness it didn't occur in my state. Because even though it played out in the media of things were not as organized as some folks would have liked them to be, I think it would have played out in a very similar fashion for somebody that was not diagnosed early on in those other states.